these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hold up. Hey, hold up, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. He is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor. Bill Vickery, presented by Smart Buick GMC. Trucks are on the lot and ready to move. Check out their inventory at smartbuickgmc.com.
Good morning, BV.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good connection.
Yes.
Good tie line connection there.
Roger and I worked this out last night. So a lot of prep. A lot of technical prep went into this. So, yes.
A lot of prep.
I heard you guys referencing Homer's Odyssey.
Yes, yes.
That wasn't written by your typical Hollywood screenwriter. Right, so you kind of to tell the whole story, I mean, you got to go through. And, of course, it's an allegory. You got all the test that he has to overcome all means something, and so you can't cut any of it out.
It's a 3,000-year-old story that was you know, basically told 400 years before it was ever wrote down because it was an oral tradition. So they've changed the story many times, and it's an old story, and they were pretty faithful to the story in the movie.
Jessica had the best line, Christian and Bill. And, Rod, you would know it at the very end, the scene has got Matt Damon coming back to, you know, claim his throne, claim his woman. Mm-hmm. And he's wearing the hood. And she goes, it was almost like I was ready to hear Russell Crowe go, I am the husband of a slain. You know, that's what it sort of felt like.
Sure,
you waited
right,
for that
sure.
to happen. It was sure. that kind of moment. And, of course, what's funny is that, you know, people in the audience, there was a round of applause, because the simple fact of it is, dude gets lost trying to do what's best. He fights his way back to the wife who thinks he's forgot him. He saves the day, and at the end of the day, you don't have to read that one page of that book to go, he did it. He won. The bad guy's lost. You know, that guy, who's the guy who plays the vampire? Now, he's got a punchable. Who?
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, he's got a punchable face, Rob, Bill. He just
he blew his Batman. I knew that.
Batman's good.
Yeah,
the Batman blows, Christian.
Bill, we have to say right off the bat, what a fun trip we had down in Tampa with you. I left the message with our CEO, and hadn't had a chance to talk with Justin about it yet. But what a great bonding for you and Double R that you really had a chance to visit with him, got to know Trey better, and. You know, you and I got some good quality time together. It's what we need to do more of. It's what our station with our different shows. It's good to do that kind of cross promotion, and hopefully you'll show up on Randy's show. It doesn't take a trip to Tampa for that to happen, but had a great time. I hope you did too.
Great connection. We worked it out last night.
Hold on. Start again, Bill. Start again. Yeah, we didn't hear any of that. We didn't hear any of that.
Okay. What about now?
Yes, we got you now. We got you now.
So I said yes. What I took away from it was the
that's exactly what he said. Verbatim. Anytime we have Odyssey talk, that's what I want to hear.
Christian, we've got to get it. It came back perfectly for Bill to set it up, only to go right back to the AI
third
voice.
Third time. Let's go again.
Yeah, let's go. Third time's a charm. Okay. Bill, one more time. Here we go.
I am your father, Luke.
One more time. Go ahead. Try
it
again,
Bill. Might be easier if I call
Texas. We'll read it.
I'm going to text.
One more time.
I'm gonna.
And then we'll have you call.
I'm gonna call.
Oh my gosh! It sounds good now. It sounds like we have a good connection. Okay.
I came away with a respect for the amount of work you guys do down there. That it really is 7 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern time down there. Just a tremendous amount of work, and the relationships that you have amongst the media down there and the folks, and of course John showing up. Oh my gosh, how much fun was he on?
Yep.
Just a lot of fun. But But Roger, David, and I went cigar smoking one afternoon. I took him over to this very famous Cuban restaurant in Ybor City. And we had a big Saturday night out, two men on the town. And then, you know, and much like this segment, there was some things went wrong and some things went right. So,
yeah, that was it was a blast. Bill got to visit with Greg Sankey.
I love the commissioner.
But Baz did not partake of the cigars, though.
I did not. Yeah. Go ahead.
He kept it clean.
I know. And there's.
I was busy with the tequila.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I just thought, man, that'd be pretty cool to be down that way because you're getting the real deal.
It was some great history, and I was talked out by the end of that. But anyway, the point of it is, it was great camaraderie, I'm glad Bill got a chance to be a part of it. We enjoyed it,
a lot of fun.
I think it's great for the station, and now we sort of can put that aside, Bill. You know, for a little bit, and. I don't know. Did you hear any of Jason Allen today? Did you hear that at all?
I was not able to hear. It was just a robot voice that I heard coming through the Tie Line connection.
Well, I tell you, it's funny. I don't know. You know, we were talking about he was in one of the craziest five-year periods in the 100-plus year history of the Razorbacks. It's when we fired Jack Crow. We were going from Southwest to SEC. Danny Ford comes in after Joe Kynes. Just a crazy time. And I was trying to think, which is crazier? That five-year period, or what we've been through for the last 10 years after Petrino, it's been a crazy downhill downward spiral since then too, in a bad way.
Some loose gravel on April Fool's Day has sent us wandering in the wilderness like the Israelites. Maybe you know what? Maybe a movie can be made of this, and Matt Damon will play you, and he'll fight off the evil Jeff Long and
Bert
and Chad L. Morris and all the rest of the demons that have plagued the Razorback program, much like Odysseus.
Yeah, this.
See what I did there?
Very nice. Very nice job there.
That is so good.
Also,
Julie Cromer Peoples, she's the siren. You know what I mean?
Yes. Like,
just see, it's all relatable. The Odyssey and Razorback fans.
Yeah. Aren't the Razorbacks playing the Bahamas at the end of this week? Is that right?
Yeah, they'll be down there. I don't know. I don't know when their first game is, but they're supposed to have four.
Okay. Yeah, I think that, you know, we get to see the first time we get to see this team in action, and everybody's saying it's the most exciting team ever, so it'll be fun to
what they're saying.
It's what they're saying. Yeah, it's so funny. We're just the opposite. You see the polls where we're 16th in pick for football.
Yes.
And top four or five for basketball, just a different. Of course, you know, Gruden, well, I don't think you were there, Bill, when Gruden called, Danny called Gruden.
Right.
Now, we should have got him on the air.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Gruden says, if I was Ryan Silverfield, or I had that job, I'd tell Cal to quit effing, taking all the effing money for basketball. I mean, just typical Gruden, but it is what it is.
Yeah. How did you vote, David? I mean, on your ballot, I've got to admit, I picked the Razorbacks below. I picked them to finish 16th. I did, and I think a number of people did.
I did not vote. I was too covered up traveling, so I failed to vote.
Wow.
So you would have been my vote, Bill. Thank you for
doing that. You didn't mail in your ballot, or was there chat? You know what? There was Russian interference in the election, in the balloting there in Tampa. And so I don't know how it ended up that way.
Do you want to thank Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall, Roger Smart, the owner, who I come find out, according to Joe Cates, lives right near near us in the Heights.
Get out of here.
How about that? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, maybe he'll have us over to his – maybe he'll have us over to his house at some point in time.
I like that. The other thing, Bill, is we're going to have Jim Morris, who was the story about the rookie who's 35 years old.
Yes.
Great story. I just saw it for the first time last night. I watched it because I knew we were going to have him on. Is there another story similar to that on the football in another sport like football? You've got the Eagles. Roger, I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah.
You've seen it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Vince Papale.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
that's invincible.
Is that similar? Is it sort of similar?
It's similar in regard to
the guy's not as old. It was a scrub. It was the strike.
Was that a scab?
Right?
He was a scab.
But,
Yeah. But he made the regular team, didn't he?
No, he never played football before.
Yeah. He never played football before.
Was it a tryout, Bill?
Yeah, it was a tryout. It was a Dick Vermeil had open tryouts in the Philadelphia area. He did it mostly to try to win over fans. He was a new coach. And so, Papalio, but he was pre-strike. Yeah, he was a legitimate player, made the team, special teams guy.
He was unibrow before unibrow was.
Yeah.
Actually, the real Vince Papali. Well, it's a great story.
That's a fun story. I haven't seen that, by the way. Kurt Warner's another one.
And guess what do they both have in common?
Grocery stores?
Dick Vermeil.
We're both the coaches of Papali and Warner. Well, it's the dream of every, you know, the guy, the Jim Morris guy, Bill, was a school teacher. Right. He's 35, and his guys are out there going, wow. You know, you still got it, Coach. And apparently, of course, the story was in the movie was embellished. Apparently, a scout must have heard he could still throw, so he came by to watch him, invited him to a tryout.
I think Toby Keith said it. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm good once as I ever was. Give me that one more chance.
Yeah, he threw it 98, I think, and at 35. And so, anyway, I was like, man, this is really a legit cool story. It shows how he's 35. He walks back out. That had to be a great feeling to have the crowd going nuts for him at that age when you think, you know, we still think we can do it. Roger, you know, we still think we can, you know, can get it done.
You're looking at me. You got a different look about you right then.
What? Today, Bill, is also National Scotch Day.
Ooh.
Yes. Right.
What about Scotch for Bill Vickery?
Scotch, you know,
I do enjoy a nice glass of single malt Highlands Scotch. So I'm a Balvenie or Oban or
with a Maduro?
One of those guys.
Yeah, listen,
with
a, I think, Roger, here's the deal. I think we should plan a trip maybe – if I'm crazy enough, during the fall, down to Tampa, hang out with Bill, hang out with Daly, hang out with Gruden. Matter of fact, John Daly said, "Hey, you ought to do the show from Gruden's his office where he's got he does all the coaches the quarterback breakdown."
Yes.
He says, "Do it from there. You know, go back to Ybor City. Do all the things."
Yep. Oh, I might even, you know, even though I haven't had a cigarette in over a dozen years, I could probably partake of a cigar. And if I could borrow from Randy Rainwater, I got two words for you. I like it.
You should have seen it, Bill. I didn't get a chance to really talk to you that Thursday when Daly would get up during the break and take Daly around. So I'm taking him around. Feinbaum, if you saw him, he sat over there and he was doing his cut-ins with ESPN. And he would cut in with every major ESPN, whatever. So I make sure I wanted. I said, "John, just go up and grab, you know, Feinbaum." And so, of course, if I'd have done that, he'd have gotten. Hey, what?
Right.
He turns around and sees Daly, and it's like it's his lost son, you know. And so they have a great, you know, "Hey, what are you doing?" And, you know, and of course, John's telling him a story, and I said, "Well, let's go see Marty and McGee." So we go down there, and Ryan McGee and Marty Smith are there. They love him, hug him up. Peter Burns, I mean. It's amazing the star power that Daly has, probably even more than he had when he was winning majors.
Well, he's accommodated them every time that anyone.
Oh yeah, you bet, you bet, yeah, you bet.
Yeah, he is a beloved figure, and it's interesting, and he is so kind and so nice. People that wanted to have pictures and things like that. Just he's just a great guy, great person to hang out. Just very positive, you know. Good guy.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show today. What do you think about? LeBron going to Philly, Bill. I know you break down the NBA on the Sunday Digest, Bill Vickery special Sunday show.
Well, we break down the WNBA mostly on. Is that still? I don't even know if that league's still going.
19,000 at their All Star game this weekend. Sold out.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill. Don't you
don't hate Bill. Oh, Bill. You seen Sophie Cunningham lately? Hello.
Well, yes. Now listen. Guys, I'm not an idiot.
Well,
of course,
listen, they're winning me over, trotting her out there to play every week.
Right. I follow the Indiana Fever on Twitter.
Anyway, back to LeBron.
Wait. Yes. Wait, you poo-pooed me. Roger, you there?
I do.
Roger.
I do.
Name,
yes, sir.
For
name,
one reason.
Name five WNBA teams right now. Go.
No. I'm
name
not.
It's Sophie. It's Sophie.
It's all about Indiana Fever.
Five teams.
I can't.
Five teams.
I can't. It's okay. Not. Listen, I do it for one
reason. I would stop the TV to watch her. I would stop the TV to watch her. Or okay, Caitlin Clark. I'd watch either
I
one.
Immediately
of those.
Do.
But that's
She's
it.
A marginal
that's
player, by the way.
I get so. But you know what? You know what?
Her legs aren't marginal.
Anne Hathaway's a marginal actress, but you watch her for smoke showness. I'm not watching the WNBA because I'm trying to pick up on the great camaraderie. I'm watching it because I want to see Sophie get in a fight with somebody and some scratching going on.
So So he goes. Here's what's crazy to me: the interesting story about the LeBron deal. LeBron signs for 2 years for only $8 million, and there are 20. Yeah. There are 20 players in college football making more than LeBron are making, you know, this year, which is crazy. Obviously, he took a pay cut to do
Bill's
this.
Bill's making more than LeBron. Yes.
It was interesting. It was interesting in that he signed a 2-year deal, and so in other words, people thought, well, it's a 1-year last dance sort of thing. So he signs a 2-year deal, and I understand the mechanics of NBA contracts. You've got to fit it in like that, and he has what is in effect the minimum. But I think he's truly in a spot now with Joel Embiid and Jaylen Brown and. They got a couple of good guards on that team, and so we'll see. It's but there is a sense that you kind of have the over the hill gang there, and can they do it one last? You know, is this one last time? And of course, there's a documentary crew that's going to follow him around to catalog the final days of LeBron.
This will likely be his last year because the 2-year deal is a 1-year deal with a player option, and he's going to decline the player option.
I thought it was 2 with a 1-year player option deal.
It's two. It's a 2-year deal with one, with a player option after the first year.
Will
he be in Odyssey too?
I like it. And listen, I would watch that. I'd be in for that.
I would too.
Bill, one other thing before we let you go. So a story came out. It's been out for a while, but apparently, Front Office Sports apparently redid it. They shared the top 5 schools in college football and the amount of money they're spending on their team. Number 5, Oregon, $42 million. LSU, $42 million. Ohio State, $44 million. Miami, $44 million. Number 1, Texas, $48 million. My understanding is Arkansas is probably between 20 and 25. I mean, it's just silliness. You know, I can remember when we started paying all these college head coaches. I watched it every year because I do the Bulls War, so I was paying attention. Mm-hmm. So it was $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $4 million. Every year, $5 million, $6 million. I was like, man, what are we doing? We're so flush with money
because
you don't have to pay the players. They're just buying facilities, adding staff, and paying these coaches. Well, now, you know, got up to $10 million, and now we look at the players, same thing. Because there's no system, there's no structure in place, $2 million, $3 million. Now the quarterbacks are making $6 million. It's just amazing that we don't have smart enough people to be able to go, we've got to get this figured out because it's unsustainable. Right. And I mean, $6 million already. I mean, they're making more than LeBron's making this year.
It is. It's a marketplace that's gone out of control. Greg Sankey was right in what he said. Very smart guy. Really took away the fact that he's very buttoned up, very purposeful. Yeah. He sees around corners really well. And his point, even with the SEC and the dominance of the conference and all the money that's spent and it just means more and all that, even in this league, this is unsustainable. We cannot do it. We're going to blow this sport up. So we must have, and he's begging the rest of the schools. The Big Ten's in with the SEC. Notre Dame's in with the SEC. That forms the big block. But he's begging these guys, like, look, you got to do something here. And I think there's a level of frustration that the NCAA has just become truly sort of a feckless organization that's a debating society. Yep. And they're just like their inaction on paying the players led to the NIL judgment, which has led to this explosion, and it's an arms race. We're out of control, and it's going to end up with 5 to 7 teams that are going to dominate everything, and the lure of the game will be diminished going forward. And Sankey's right. We got to do something, and somebody's got to lead.
Bill, I think it is. I mean, I've been thinking that the NCAA has been feckless, and all they do, they're allowing things to go the way they are because they know that if it all comes down to fixing this thing, they're out of a job because they're the reason that we are where we are right now. They didn't stop it before it got out of hand because they didn't know how, I guess. But and honestly, and Baz has been talking about this 4 years with that model. You see, it's mm-hmm. a horrible model that you've been talking about forever and ever and ever. And there's no way, there's nothing that can be done. Too much money's being made right now, and it just keeps changing. Things keep changing. It's such a fluid thing. You can't do it. It's almost like
the Florida Ford. They say is $10 million. I don't know if that's verified or not, but $10 million for a guy that Christian, you even said was not going to be a great NBA player at all. But that's what the market bears right now.
It doesn't need to be now.
No, who cares about playing the NBA? Who cares about playing the NFL, man? That's why Trinidad Chambliss fighting his butt off to get an extra year. He's not going to make $6 million
that's
in the league.
Right.
He never will.
That's a great point. Absolutely right.
Hey, Nabil, do you want to stick around? We're going to have Jennifer, your friend Jennifer, on the show. Do you want to just hang in there with us?
Yes. I will loom in the background much like a character from the Odyssey.
He's going to loom.
How do you pronounce your last name again, Bill?
Loicano, I believe.
Loicano. Yes. We'll make sure that we spell that.
Yeah, close
also, yeah, outstanding golfer. Outstanding golfer from Arkansas State, and
from Buddy. We also want to remember what Buddy told us today, and I wrote it down as a hashtag. Load growth. We had load growth talking about electricity.
Wow.
And now Baz asked you about Scotch.
The ladies love Bill's love growth.
Big fan of load growth. Load growth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not load growth. You didn't ask Bill, but I guarantee you he's a big fan of a creme brulee.
Oh, yes. It's National Creme Brulee Day today. I just call it cream because in Southwest Little Rock, that's what they call it, creme brulee.
I always thought that creme brulee would be a great stripper name, you know, very exotic sounding name.
Cash has creme brulee.
Was Load Growth the name of that club you stayed next to in Tampa? David, you and Trey.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
How great a guy's Buddy, huh? Is he not?
Good guy. Yeah. All right, do not go away. We are live from Oaklawn, Racing Casino Resort. Beautiful lobby here, beautiful hotel. With the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas Director of Summer Conference. I got a great guest coming up here, so do not go away. 8:30.